time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites it in the style of a great classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess two things. That person will listen to the Piano Puzzler and then try to guess the name of the hidden tune and also the name of the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Michelle Johnson is on the line from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Michelle, welcome.
Thank you. Welcome to you, too.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
And glad to have you here, too. So, Michelle, what's your musical background?
I played piano since I was six.
Oh, wow.
And then I was lucky to be able to take lessons all through college. I briefly declared myself as a music minor, and I'm taking lessons right now, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's great. So a lifelong pianist and music lover.
Yes.
And for a while, you were taking the piano quite seriously, it sounds like.
Yeah, about as seriously as a teenager can, I guess.
Well, I don't know.
But I've always loved it, and my mother never had to remind me to practice, so I think that was a...
Ah, that's good. So it was something you enjoyed doing and still enjoy doing, it sounds like.
I still do. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Well, I hope you love playing the Piano Puzzler just as much as playing the piano.
Let's do it.
Okay. Bruce is going to play a Piano Puzzler for you. Your job will be to name two things. There's going to be a tune hidden in there. See if you can name the tune and also the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking in the Piano Puzzler. All set?
Sounds like fun.
Okay. Here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. Well, that's beautiful.
Wow.
I'm not sure I should take credit, but that...
that was lovely.
Michelle, what do you hear in that?
I'm completely stumped. I can hear something that sounds operatic.
Da, yes. Da, 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 da. Yes, the tune is an opera aria.
And I'm trying to put my finger on it. Da,
da, da, da. Mm-hmm. You got it.
Oh, dear. Okay. And the rest of it sounds just kind of vaguely romantic to me. I can't zero in on anything particular.
Well, the style is based not only on a composer's style, but on a particular piano piece, which I do that quite a lot. So there's a very well-known second movement of a piano work.
Not well known to me.
I wonder, you've played for so many years, if you haven't dabbled with this piece.
Can you play a little bit more?
Yeah, maybe I'll play it again, and you'll hear that tune, and the idea is that the composer of that opera aria is not the composer of the piano.
Right, mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Well, that was an exquisite arrangement of "O mio bambino caro."
Yes, it's a bambino.
From Johnny Skeeky.
Yes. Oh, very good.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I've got that part, but I am so tuned in to that tune.
Well, tuned in is a good phrase for it.
All right. So we have that great opera tune,
yeah.
"O mio bambino caro," but in the style of another composer. And at one point, Michelle, you were wondering if it was romantic. I'm thinking it might be just a hair later.
Than yes. Mm-hmm. Like it's yes. little overtones of impressionistic things.
Yeah, yeah. You're on the right track. That's
yeah.
right.
Let's see. So I'm heading towards Debussy, Ravel.
Okay, pick one of those.
Okay. I'm going to just stick with Debussy.
Pick the other one.
But let's go with Ravel.
Okay. Fantastique, merveilleux.
So, "O mio bambino caro," in the style of Maurice Ravel. And not just in the style of, but borrowing from a specific piece by Ravel.
Was yes. the piece, because I play very little Ravel. So, like I said, it's part of the reason I don't recognize it. But.
Well, the second movement of his sonatine,
okay.
I took many things from it. But I had to change the harmonies quite a lot, keeping his harmonic language all the time, but I had to harmonize "O mio bambino caro," which I don't think Ravel would have liked that melody very much, actually, but it's hard to know. Uh-huh. All the voice leading and the textures and the use of the register of the piano, all of that, and some of the little side comments, like things like this. And those are all from the sonatine. So there are little quotes from the sonatine all over the place.
Uh-huh. It gives it that kind of moody color.
And exact notes from the sonatine as well.
So well done. "O mio bambino caro," in the style of Maurice Ravel, this week's Piano Puzzler. And Michelle, for playing the Piano Puzzler this week, we'll send you a recording of a classic Piano Puzzler. Also an autographed copy of the score to that classic Piano Puzzler, signed by Bruce Adolph.
Oh, thank you so much. I'll have fun with that.
You're very welcome. You can play that at home on your piano.
I hope so.
Michelle Johnson, what's your public radio station?
It's KUNM, Albuquerque and Santa Fe.
Michelle Johnson from Santa Fe, New Mexico. So nice to have you on the Piano Puzzler this week.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Thanks, Bruce, and thanks, Fred.
You're welcome. And, Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.